when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Come out tonight, Jellicle cats, come one, come all. The Jellicle moon is shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball. Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball.
Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicle cats come one, come all. The Jellicle moon is shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball. Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicle cats come one, come all. The Jellicle moon.
Jellicle cats meet once a year at the Jellicle ball, where we all rejoice, and the Jellicle leader will soon appear and make what is known as the Jellicle choice. When old Deuteronomy, just before dawn, through a silence you feel you could cut with a knife, announces the cat who can now be reborn and come back to a different Jellicle life. For waiting up there is the heavy side layer, with wonders one Jellicle only will see. And Jellicles ask, because Jellicles dare, who will it be?
And you have our invitation today, not to the Jellicle ball per se, but to the wonderful world of what you might call the musical theater British Invasion. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the, oh look, over the horizon, it might be spring, a hamlet of Southampton, New York. This is a show, we're going to really do a two-part show, but this is the first part to look at how the British musicals from the West End came to America, came to Broadway, and took all sorts of different forms over the years. As those of you with even a passing knowledge of musical theater know, the first British invasion was not the Beatles or Herman's Hermits or whoever. It was, of course, Gilbert and Sullivan. And they just took New York by storm in the late 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. And then there was another British invasion, I guess, of shows from around 1900 to 1920 that were pretty forgettable, but people like Jerome Kern came along and interpolated some songs and made them slightly more American. But we are going to go to more of the major shows and the major stars who found on Broadway a fantastic launching pad for their careers. Of course, high among them is Noel Coward as a performer, songwriter, director, playwright, and often he did in the 1920s various reviews that got retitled and things got shifted around. Hardly matters. It would take hours to break all that down. But the main point is in 1926, he did the second Charlotte's Review on Broadway and brought over a rather gamine woman who was incandescent and became a superstar. And here is the Noel Coward song that Gertrude Lawrence sang on Broadway in 1926.
You're only a baby, you laughing a danger, but you a stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle, your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. The craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving life into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by
That, of course, was the magnificent voice of Gertrude Lawrence, and review songs by Noel Coward and co. were pretty much the rage from the 20s into the Depression, and not much of significance really came from the West End to Broadway in the 1930s or the 1940s per se, and it wasn't until the middle of the 1950s that a pastiche show, a show that made fun of all those silly songs from the 1920s, which was a big hit on the West End in 1953 by Sandy Wilson, came to New York. And maybe it's good that it waited, because when The Boyfriend opened in 1954, we were lucky to get an ingenue making her American debut named Julie Andrews.
A life of wealth does not appeal to me at all. Do you agree at all?
I do.
The mere idea of living in a palace is so full of fallacies.
That's true.
I've got a very different sort of scheme in mind. It's just a dream designed for two. Would you care to hear about it, dear?
Would I care to? Can you doubt it, dear?
All I want is a room in Bloomsbury. Just a room that will do for you and me. One room's enough for us, though it's on the top floor. Life may be rough for us, but its troubles we'll ignore. On a wintry night, I'll light a fire. Everything I shall do as you desire.
You'll be sitting,
and you'll be knitting, and so contented we'll be in our dear little room in Bloomsbury.
All we want is a room in Bloomsbury. Just a room that will do for you and me. I'll sew the covers for two old cozy armchairs. Neighbors will love us for, we shall laugh at all our cares.
While I'm reading a book,
I'll cook a stew. Then I'll bake a plum duff, enough for two.
In our attic, we'll be ecstatic as lovebirds up in a tree. All we want is a room in Bloomsbury.
I know what I feel when you're near. I know it each time you appear. No point in declaiming an ode when we have our own special code. No need to speak, no need to sing, when just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love. I'll touch your cheek, you'll hold my hand, and only we will understand
that the silence is broken by our language of love.
It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments are classing. Guardian angels are passing.
No words will do, no lips can say the tender meaning we convey. I love you is unspoken in our language of love.
It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments outclassing. Guardian angels passing.
No words will do.
No words will do.
No lips can
no
say.
No lips can say.
The tender meaning.
The tender meaning we convey. I love you is unspoken.
My favorite scores and one of my favorite singers, that's Keith Michelle and Elizabeth Seal from the Broadway production of Irma La Douce. That was a Parisian show in the late 50s that was translated into English and was a big, big hit on the West End. And David Merrick, of all people, yes, that David Merrick, went on one of his shopping trips to the West End and brought the whole production over to New York in 1960, where it became a reasonably strong hit. He kept moving shows over, and the one that was the, I guess, the watershed show was one of the biggest hits, maybe at the time the biggest hit in West End history, which was Lionel Bart's Oliver, which ran almost 3,000 performances on the West End. And when Merrick brought it to New York in 1963, it opened a whole new trend for Dickensian, Victorian, Edwardian musicals that would find a successful home on Broadway.
I feel inside the love I've got to hide, the hell I've got my pride. As long as he needs me, he doesn't say the things he should. He acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly, as long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As he needs me, if you've been lonely, then you will know when someone needs you.
Dear friends, may I say I'm not a politician, a single-minded, silver-tongued magician, whose words, fine words, could charm the very birds from the tree. Please, dear friends, though I may not be the world's physician, by nature I'm of modest disposition. Suppose you chose, instead of men like those, men like these. Men who want a world that's fine and men like Nelson, Wellington, and Drake, and me. We want a world our children will be proud to see. And if I had the chance, I know just how it would be. If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I ruled the world. Every hand would be held apart.
another Dickensian classic, The Pickwick Papers, turned into a very successful musical in the West End called Pickwick, ran almost 500 performances, and came a cropper, alas, in New York. But that was Harry Secombe, a big, big British star who managed to reprise his performance on Broadway. And that song, as many of these songs did, got picked up by people and became immensely popular on the hit parade, If I Ruled the World, done brilliantly by Tony Bennett, among many others. Well, the next shopping trip, or among the next shopping trips of David Merrick, was a little tiny show that he really kind of liked. Rumor had it he liked a lot because it was a cheap show to bring over. But luckily he brought over the brainchild of Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus and introduced Anthony Newley to a very ravenous American public, also giving us many, 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 many hit songs on the pop charts in the early 1960s. I'm talking, of course, of Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, and here is a song that you'll want to get onto because it's one of the greats from either London or Broadway, and here's Tony Newley to sing it from a studio recording in New York.
What kind of fool am I who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? What kind of eyes are these that could not see what could be seen by everybody else but me? What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of lie and live my life? Why can't I fall in love till I don't give a damn? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
How did you find out about these tokens?
I read in the Sunday papers what lovers' tokens are. There's amulets and talismans, like a ring or a lucky star. It says that half a sovereign is a thing they use a lot, but sixpence is the only thing I got. Still, half a sixpence is better than half a penny, is better than half a farthing, is better than none. It's a token of,
it's a token of
our eternal love,
our eternal love.
When you're far away,
when you're far away,
touch it every day. And though that half a sixpence,
sixpence,
can only mean half a romance,
romance,
remember that half a romance is better than none.
But when I'm with you,
but when I'm with you,
one and one make two,
one and one make two, and likewise two half sixpences joined together make one. Half a sixpence is better than half a penny, is better than half a farthing, is better than none.
It's a token of our eternal love.
When you're far away, touch it every day. And though that half a sixpence can only mean half a romance, remember that half a romance is better than none.
But when I'm with you,
but when I'm with you,
one and one make two,
one and one make two, and likewise two half sixpences joined together make one. Can only mean half a romance. Remember that half a romance is better than none.
But when I'm with you,
but when I'm with you,
one and one make two,
one and one make two, and likewise two half sixpences joined together make one. La 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 la, joined together make one. Joined together make one.
Half a Sixpence was one of those shows, those Victorian Edwardian West End hits that got dragged across the sea in throughout the 1960s. That is a charming score, and that's Tommy Steele and Polly James. Tommy Steele becoming a brief superstar in America, where he's a mega, mega star on the West End, but a very charming score and always pleasant to hear that. Well, the late 60s, early 70s didn't give us too many shows from the West End coming across the pond to America. Here's another small review, I guess, and the David Merrick would have loved it, but it wasn't produced by David Merrick. It was produced by Cameron McIntosh. His first big hit, a very boutique-y look at the work of Stephen Sondheim, which ran for ages on Broadway and did a lot to not only maintain, but I would say promote the brilliance of Stephen Sondheim back in the day. I'm talking about Side by Side by Sondheim. And here is the original London cast to sing a song from Anyone Can Whistle that certainly had not been heard on Broadway for more than a decade.
To feel.
I say, sail,
tell to the windmill, and if you fail, you fail.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't get out of line.
When they say that, then,
lady, that's a sign.
Nine times out of ten,
then you are doing just fine.
Make just a ripple.
Make just a ripple.
Come on, be brave.
Come on, be brave. This time a ripple.
This time a ripple.
Next time a wave.
Next time a wave.
Sometimes you have to start small,
climbing the tiniest wall.
Maybe you're going to fall,
but it's better than not starting at all.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says mustn't rock the
the boat. Mars and Tartu Fee. Everybody says don't, everybody says wait, everybody says can't find City Hall. Can't upset the cart, can't laugh at the feet. Well, I say try, I say laugh at the kings and they make you cry and lose your poise.
But if you have to, the lady make a noise.
Everybody says don't, everybody says can't, everybody says we are wrong for miracles. That's the way the world is made. I insist on miracles. If you do them miracles, nothing to them. I say don't be afraid.
We're not saying don't Broadway to Main Street. We're saying yes, yes, do send all those great West End shows across the pond to Broadway. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and that's what we're looking at today. Well, if I were to ask you what was the Broadway debut of a musical show transferred, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and transferred to Broadway, many of you would raise your hands and say Jesus Christ Superstar, but alas, you would be well-intentioned but wrong, because the 1972 production on Broadway of Jesus Christ Superstar was its own original production based on the concept album. And Andrew Lloyd Webber really had to wait until Evita came. It had already been staged magnificently by Hal Prince, I think at the Prince Edward Theater with Elaine Page. And this time around, he did the same production, but an all-American cast led, of course, by Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin. And in many ways was the first, what would I say, one if by land, two if by sea, incursions of the major British invasion of the 1980s. But 1980s aren't quite there yet. So towards the end of 1979, let's hear Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin from Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Evita, as it sounded in America.
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear. How can you claim you're our savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me before you get onto your bus, before joining the forgotten brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me before you get onto your high horse just what you expect me to do. I don't care what the bourgeoisie say, I'm not in business for them, but to give all my descamisados a magical moment or two.
There is evil, ever around the mental system of government, quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low, better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem, how can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give three cheers. But first tell me, would be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution. No hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around the mental system of government, quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable, and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here, dear. Is that clear, dear?
Thank you.
Biggest hit from England in the 1930s was a show called Me and My Girl, which ran almost 1,700 performances, but no one in America had ever seen it, really, until 1986, when a very clever revival starring Robert Lindsay made it across the pond and became its own hit. Here is Robert Lindsay and Marianne Plunkett to give Me and My Girl the shot in the arm it had been waiting half a century for.
I couldn't live without you, Sal.
And I couldn't live without you, Bill.
Yeah, you're all I've got.
Life's an empty thing. Life can be so awful lonesome if you're always on your own. Some life's an empty thing.
Life's a different thing when you've found your one and only. Then you feel no longer lonely. Life's a happy thing.
Everything was topsy-turvy. Life seemed all wrong. But it came all right as soon as you came along. Me and my girl meant for each other. Sent for each other and liking it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending. We knew the ending a long time ago. Some little church with a big steeple. Just a few people that both of us know. And we'll have love, laughter, be happy ever after. Me and my girl.
I'd love to hear you saying me and my girl. Meant for each other, sent for each other, and liking it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending. We knew the ending a long time ago. Some little church
with a big steeple.
Just a few people and both of us know. And we'll have love,
laughter, be happy ever after. Me and my girl.
was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song and the song was exciting. There was a time when it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder.
Of course, that was Randy Graff from Les Miserables, which came to America the same year as Me and My Girl, 1986, where it had already racked up such a tremendous successful production on the West End. And this was Cameron Mackintosh's grabbing the flag and moving things forward on Broadway with this British invasion of shows that closed out the 1980s into the 1990s. We were lucky to get a Broadway recording, a recording of the Broadway cast. As time went on, often we would only get the London cast version, even for very successful shows on Broadway. And in fact, Phantom of the Opera, which was the next extraordinary production, it's still running, my God, over three decades. This is the British cast. They never re-recorded it in New York. They didn't really need to because the leads were from the original London cast. Anyway, here is Sarah Brightman, another British star in the tradition who got launched worldwide because of her Broadway debut, in this case, of course, in Phantom of the Opera.
Once in a while, please promise me you'll try. When you find that once again you long to take your heart back and be free, if you ever find a moment, spare a thought for me.
He doesn't ring the front door bell. He doesn't wait politely in the hall or leave his card. He doesn't wait to wipe his feet. In fact, he's not at all discreet. He doesn't phone to warn you. He will call and means to stay. He may not come when you're expecting him to visit, but if he does, make sure he finds you home. Surrender now, for what's the use? And wave that friendly flag of truce. Just rush right out to greet him. Don't hesitate at all, dear. You'll bless the day that love rings your bell.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Who's there?
It's love.
Come in.
Kiss, kiss.
Oh,
so close your eyes and lend an ear, for I suspect he's somewhere near, and that it's you that he has come to find.
Oh, Bertie dear.
So let him hold you tight and snug,
like kittens cuddled in a rug.
Well, that's the sort of thing I had in mind.
Oh, look, my dear. Each dandelion clock is very softly chiming to tell the flowers it's time to go to bed.
What's that, she said?
I know this night can't be in vain. The stars shine in gold's daisy chain. And even Mr. Moon's begun to snore.
Good grief, no more. Look softly now, just close your eyes.
And will I get a big surprise?
What else do you think I'm doing all this for you? Lovely thing you, just wait right there till love himself arrives. Wait there, stay there, right there, don't move, stay put, wait there, right there.
Now, what show could that possibly be from? What British show could that possibly be from that transferred to America? Was it in the 30s or the 20s? No. It was a show called By Jeeves, and the score is by Andrew Lloyd Webber, a wonderful score in my opinion, a 1975 West End show that tanked and didn't really appear until it was revised rather substantially in 2001 on Broadway. That was John Cher singing rather amusingly as Bertie Wooster. It's a show that didn't quite make it, I think, because 9/11 happened around the same time and the world wasn't quite ready for that sort of jollity, but a lovely score and a lovely song. Well, one of the amusing things we looked at was, golly, in the early 60s, Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus had such a bombshell of a show on Broadway, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And about, golly, half a century later, another project of theirs, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, became Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with an all-American cast. And I thought it was a wonderful production. My kid Miles may have seen it when he was 8 and really loved it. It didn't last long. That's unfortunate because it's got some wonderful songs in it. And here is one of the best, sung by Christian Borle, from the Broadway production of the West End transfer, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
I've been working on this for 17 and a half years. Yours are the first eyes ever to see it. A world made completely and entirely out of candy. What do you think, Charlie?
Grandpa Joe, now I know I'll never have to dream again.
for I've had dreams incredible. But here's a dream that is edible.
Mr. Wonka, pinch us, please, so we can taste the forest for the trees.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
There is no life I know to compare with your imagination.
Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish.
And let's use our own imagination to close out today's London to New York broadcast. Here is Beatrice Lilly singing a song Noel Coward wrote for a 1938 review called Set to Music. So we're going to ask Tony Bennett to scoot out the backstage, and we will play out with the one, the only, Beatrice Lilly.